With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States and Jordan pressing Israel for a pause in the Gaza conflict to win freedom for more hostages held by Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
President Biden hosted Jordan's King Abdullah for talks here at the White House, and both leaders expressed deep concerns about an Israeli military operation in Rafah. The president said it should not proceed
without a credible plan for ensuring the safety and support of more than 1 million people sheltering there.
He also pushed for a six-week pause in the fighting to free more hostages, while the king called for a lasting ceasefire.
This war must end.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, parts of the Northeast have been hit by a coastal storm. It's dumping snow and packing 60-mile-per-hour winds in some areas. While others aren't getting as much snow as anticipated, the storm brought hazardous driving conditions, school closings, and flight cancellations this morning, along with some power outages. Some of the highest snowfall totals were forecast for the northern New York City suburbs and southwestern Connecticut. Democrats looking to avert an embarrassing defeat in Tuesday's high-stakes special election for former New York GOP Congressman George Santos' House seat.
Tuesday's expensive and fiercely contested matchup between Democrat Tom Suozzi, 61, a former House member, and little-known Massey Pillip, a 44-year-old Ethiopian-born Israeli-American county legislator, is widely considered a toss-up. Although Democrats see the seat as a prime pickup opportunity, recent polls have shown their nominee locked in a tight race with Republican Pillip, who has sought to tie him to President Biden's policies, especially on immigration. Edwin Mora, Washington.
This is SRN News. The 2024 election cycle is ramping up, and the American Family Association is urging Christians to get to the polls. To that end, the ministry is offering its iVoter Guide.
Our mission is to equip Christians to be good stewards of their vote by doing the research for you. We look at who the candidates have given money to, who's given money to them or bought influence from them, if they've ever held office, how have they voted on legislation. We gather scorecards from both conservative and liberal groups.
Debbie Wefnow is president of iVoter Guide.
We cover federal races in all 50 states, statewide and state legislative races in 36 states, and even some key down-ballot races.
There are a lot of Christians who aren't registered to vote and others who are but don't show up on Election Day. Many political races turn on a very small percentage of votes. Visit iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. A Connecticut pastor accused of selling meth out of his rectory.
The reverend of a United Methodist Church in Woodbury, Connecticut, was taken into custody Friday after police received a tip he was selling crystal meth out of his church's rectory, according to authorities. The pastor was charged with possession of narcotics with intent to sell, along with other charges. The reverend was released on $10,000 bail. State police say the pastor was found in possession of crystal meth in both rock and liquid form in a hypodermic needle. They say he was arrested at the site of a purported drug deal set up by a cooperating witness who tipped them off. That's according to local media. I'm Julie Walker.
An elderly Alaska man has died from Alaska pox. It's the first known fatality from the recently discovered virus. Alaska pox, also known as AKPV, is related to smallpox. More details at SRNnews.com.